Here we are in a lovely corner of Tetbury this afternoon, celebrating technically the Queen's 70th anniversary on the throne. And as is typical in June, we've got a very iffy weather with a slight moisture in the air, and it's a bit cool, but it's kind of typical for June. But I'm here this afternoon with two people in our local community who are going to talk to us about their views as to how community can be generated among the people here. So, what would you like to tell us?
I think that the most important thing about community is people being kind and compassionate. I think trying to walk around in other people's shoes and see people's perspective. There's a lot of age differences in Tetbury. I think that cross-generational interactions would be so important. There's wonderful coffee mornings and things that go on for the older community, but involving children in nursing homes and old people's centres and allowing people to enjoy each other's company in less formal and far more, you know, like they do in the continent, there's far more cross-generational community, family-based things that happen, and I would love to see that. I think that that would support all sorts of vulnerabilities within our community and people who are lonely, because I think in the pandemic, loneliness has been a really big issue, and not just for the elderly, but certainly for our teenagers. And our young people have had less and less funding, less and less to do. And I think there's a community responsibility to invest in our future as well as support our elderly to have the best life they can while they are with us. So,
absolutely. Now, I think there's a million and one examples that we could point to,
yeah,
both here in the UK and Spain and France, as to how people go about community there. But at the end of the day, each of us have to be practical. What is it that we can actually do tomorrow to improve this?
That's a really big question. I think that groups need to stop being so age confined. So with the children's playgroups that happen, why aren't they open to everybody? So a children's playgroup, but also a coffee morning for the elderly, that's a really easy thing to organise and could be very straightforward to do. So simple things like that would really help.
And helmet, because he's going to show me his son.
Sorry. Can you just give me a minute, lovely? Thanks, baby. So I think that if you can open up what you do already to
a wider audience,
yeah, and involve the cross-generational communities, I think that would be an enormous step forward to promoting a lot more community. I think people have got a real struggle with being with others. I think it can feel uncomfortable, people can be close, children can be uncomfortable as, you know, the big carriers of disease, and we need to get over that.
Now, you've got a young son, of course, and we've been reading and hearing about people that have young people particularly that have struggled with this lockdown situation that we've all gone through over the last 2 years. How as a parent, how have you coped with your young son? And what could you tell us perhaps about how life has been changed by lockdowns for other children that your son might be connected with?
I think that for the age of primary school children and younger children going into primary school, there's been a lot of social isolation, especially I have one child, so a lot of time with me, and actually at the moment at which his life should have been being opened up to experiencing all the wonderful things that we have to offer, it was completely closed down, and it was, you know, so there's a lot of emotional learning I think that needs to go on, and the social interaction with other children his age, and I think they're finding that within schools too. There's more less focus on academics at the moment and more on emotional feeling safe, feeling able to cope with their peers, and only then really can the learning happen.
That's so sad, isn't it?
That really sad.
A chunk of the school day has to be given over to that kind of thing.
So I think one of the things you said there that I really love is the idea that, you know, there should be more focus on the emotional aspect of who we are as people, you know, and especially from a young age in school, that could be something that should be on the syllabus, should be taught, you know, like how to manage our emotions, how to feel deeply into who we are, and to look at the root causes of our, you know, when we're anxiety or issues, anything like that. So I think that's a really through this process of the pandemic, you know, we can certainly start to see that people need to find ways to deal with trauma, and we're not really teaching that from a young age, so it makes it more difficult later
Some
in life.
Try.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think there's a much more need for that. So and that comes from community.
It does. Now we're joined here by your husband.
Yes.
Now I think you have something to say about community. Am I right?
Yeah, I just want to pick up on the point you were talking about there. I think that in schools, if you create the person first, then and their education can follow. Because I think if we create a society of good people, then we're going to be in a much more conducive environment to then to learn academically. And I think as a community generally, then you're going to come together much more closely.
Absolutely. Now, here's a thought for you. I mean, a moment ago I was asking, how can we as a community, or any community, come closer together? And this is something that was raised some months ago. And funny enough, the subject was raised earlier this afternoon, talking to some people here. And it's this. A number of people have got issues with how the council is run, for example. There was a conversation going on about adoption of the road in the new estate,
right.
and the grass cutting. I mean, there's been an issue with grass cutting here over the last month or so.
What would you say the issue is?
Well, in terms of the grass here, it wasn't cut for a long time, and it was more lengthy than I've ever seen it.
What's wrong with that?
I'm not saying.
I'm just interested because it was No Mow May or something like that, wasn't it?
Right.
Which is then promoting,
wildlife
and insects and everything to come along like that. And surely, if we're talking about community, then we should be talking about our environment in the same breath.
Thank you. Now, the point I wanted to wish to get to is how good could it be if households, let's say in this little community here, came together once in a while. It could be once every fortnight, it could be once every month, and over a glass of wine and a sausage roll or two, they actually discuss things with regard to the community and the wider community in the rest of this town. How might that work, and how might it improve things generally?
I'll have a go at that. I think you've got a real divide in this, well,
town.
Yeah, the Cotswolds as a whole is not representative of the North, for example, or Bristol or whatever. And you've got to be there are very different views. So how do you galvanise people around an issue? So yeah, I think we can all come together. We're all together today. You know, based around the Queen. But beyond that, it's about coming together as a local community. But if it's around issues, then I think, you know, this is something that the politicians are struggling with at the moment themselves, trying to work out where they sit in that political spectrum, and that's represented here. You know, it's very, very conservative part of the country. So how are we going to,
those of us who are less conservative, how we're putting forward different views? I don't care that the grass isn't mown. I think it's good for wildlife. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but can't disagree with that. But putting aside the grass for a moment, I mean, there's all kinds of issues with regard to how this town, Tetbury, is run and organised. And then beyond Tetbury, there's all kinds of other issues. So, I mean, quite clearly, everybody has an opinion of some sort about what's going on in the town and what's going on outside of the town. And I can't help but think that there would be value in people getting together in small groups, maybe five households coming together over a glass of wine, talking about or sharing their views about what is right, what is good, what needs to be done better.
Yeah, I can completely see the purpose in that. I don't know where that information would go, because it's got to go somewhere, but yeah.
But I think there is a forum for that. There is a council, there's an opportunity to go and speak to the local councillors and put your thinking forward. And we live in a democratic environment where you can vote, and if you don't like the councillors, well then don't vote them in. Or if you want to make change, then sit on the council and make that difference. So it's about putting yourself forward and then representing the views of the people that are here. And you know, I personally think we live in a lovely community. You know, it's a very safe place to bring up your children. It's you know, there's a lot going on here. I think we're incredibly lucky to live where we are. Can we do things better? Yeah, of course we can do things better. You know, personally for me, it's from an environmental perspective. But as I said before, you know, the environment and community sit hand in glove. But I think there are mechanisms, and I think we need to exploit the mechanisms that are there already.
Okay, I understand that there are mechanisms. But what is clear to us is that, and particularly looking at the national situation, that there's a lot of bad feeling towards how the government have handled just about everything. And that does trickle down to local level. But from what you say, I'm kind of feeling that you think everything is okay at the local level, if perhaps not at the national level. Is that right?
I'm not getting that now. Yeah.
I don't really engage with local politics particularly, if I'm honest with you, and what goes on in the community. I'm fairly content with how it runs at this stage. I've got, to be frank, and this goes against the sort of the community vibe element, but a lot on, you know. And you know, this is a demographic that's full of people who have a lot more time than I do, and it doesn't necessarily represent, say, my views particularly. And then in some respects it does. So yeah, when I've got more time, I'd probably cross that bridge, but I'm not in that space right now. If I wanted to be, I would.
All right, it's just one more subject on here. You're a relatively young guy, you've got a young family, of course, but there are a lot of people that are older than you, that rely upon the NHS, if you like, for regular treatment out of the GP surgery. Now, there's a whole lot of issues with regard to how the NHS are delivering their care programs to members of the community. I would guess it doesn't affect you right now, and I'm glad to hear that, but it does affect a lot of other people. So I'm wondering, if people did come together in small groups, small like households, five households at a time, over a glass of wine, as I said, to talk about that kind of thing. Obviously, talking about it is one thing, but actually doing something about it is another. But I'm wondering if people did come together to talk about these kind of issues, not that one particularly affects you right now, but something good could come out of that, could it?
Yeah, of course. If people talk, then you're going to get more done, aren't you? I don't disagree with that. But there's a practicality of that. What's 10,000 people here? I can't do the maths right now. But what's that? 10,000 divided by five. So how many people have got to be represented then to the council for those five households? You know, there's a practical element to it. So it would probably be a number of households coming together, reporting to somebody else, who reports to somebody else, and then by the time that's happened, has the message got through? I think we have to use the mechanism that is there right now to be able to make change immediately. Because that was your original question: what are we going to do tomorrow?
Yeah.
Use the mechanism that's there, and then, you know, over time, yes, you can bring about change like that. But yeah, I don't know. I just can't personally. Yeah, I think it's admirable, but I can't necessarily see it working because people don't communicate enough.
No. That's the big. That's one huge issue in general, is communication and how we communicate with each other in our community about what matters to each individual, and knowing that we are part of a greater whole. But you know, when we understand that we are that and we are also individuals, then it's okay to take care of one another and also be an individual. And I think one of the things through the pandemic that I've recognised is that people have sort of lost a lot of joy in their life. Gatherings and things that we need. We are literally, life is relationship to other. So when we're together, we enjoy connection, we enjoy being together, we enjoy the merriment of togetherness. And if there's one thing I've noticed with a lot of people, younger, older, every age under the sun, that through the pandemic we're not good at being alone. But yet it's made it very stark that actually lots of people in our communities, especially the older generation, are alone and sort of almost forgotten about. And you say you're very busy, and I can appreciate that. You know, we all have very busy lives, but at the same time, I think it's our personal responsibility to do better for our brothers and sisters on this planet, whoever they are, especially when they're next door. You know, and if we can go into Tesco one day and meet our neighbours out in the queue and not know who they are, and they've been next door to us for 10 years, then we can surely do a bit better than that.
I think you're slightly putting words in my mouth there. It's not just I don't know my neighbours, but I'm busy within the environment that I'm in.
But a lot of people don't know their neighbours. That is very, very true.
I'm not trying to assume your circumstances. I'm just, generally speaking, there are a lot of people who don't know their neighbours and don't make much of an effort to engage.
But I don't think Tetbury's particularly representative of that. I think people do know their neighbours. I mean, like, hugely. I mean, otherwise I wouldn't let my kids run up and down the street right now. It's, I think that's why we live here, because people do. Otherwise, you know, we wouldn't all be out sort of celebrating in the way that we are right now.
Sure.
Okay, well, we've covered a bit of ground this afternoon in this topic. What I think is very clear is that there is reason for discussion, and I think you would agree that discussion would be good, shared, views shared. What we do with those views beyond that, of course, is something to be decided by somebody, but to actually come together to have a discussion cannot be a bad thing. So, can I thank you for your time this afternoon?
Yeah, of course.
That's been most interesting, most enlightening, and let's see what we can do in this corner of Tetbury and beyond in the future. Thank you.
Thanks.